If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nixon 5.
Norm
LeBron
Nixon.
James 6.
Yeah, LeBron's been playing. I'm telling you, he handles the ball a lot. I found it. Since 2014-15, I'm going by average turnovers per game. Can you guess? Let's do it. Game show music. Why not? Skit-da-da-da. Since 2014-15, the player with the most turnovers per game. Per game since 2014-15. Think of guys that handle the ball a lot. Ball-dominant players.
Russell Westbrook.
He's up there. He's not number one. He's number three. Number three, since 2014-15, the player with the most turnovers per game, on average. So, it did not have to come into the league since then.
Draymond Green.
No, Draymond is not in the top 15.
Oh, per game.
Per game, on a per game basis.
Is Steph on this list?
Steph is, but he's number 15. He averages 3.1
since 2014. Damian Lillard, he handles the ball a lot.
Damian Lillard is not there, actually. No, Dame's
2014,
down.
2015.
Dame's 2.9. He's 25th. Since
Trae
Young. Trae Young's number two.
Wow.
4.2 per turnovers per game.
He's such a winning player.
They're going to be in the play-in game. Just letting you know. Just saying. Hey, the Hawks capped that ass a couple weeks ago. You can't laugh at them.
you
come out, Trae Young. He had a great game.
Play-in Trae.
He did. Okay, he was great. I don't... Right now, actually, you laugh.
I got Luka up there.
If the Warriors had to play the Hawks in a one-game scenario, you'd be frightened by Trae Young. I guarantee it.
Call it the Trae-in game.
Who'd you say, Luka?
Yeah.
Luka's number four. That's a good guess. Okay. 3.9.
Okay.
You haven't guessed number one, by the way.
Who is it?
James Harden. Most turnovers per game is 2014-15. I say all that to say Steph is part of the conversation. LeBron, John Wall, who's not even in the league anymore. Joel Embiid. DeMarcus Cousins, by the way. He turned it over a lot. LaMelo Ball, John Morant, Giannis.
I don't think I've ever been happier than the day. Like, I'm dead serious on this. The day that they signed DeMarcus Cousins, I was like, oh, we're winning the next like five championships.
Yeah, Bonte had the video. He was laughing out loud, and they never won a title with him. you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KTMZ, FM, and HD1 San Francisco, and Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app.
His quad exploded.
Why do you say it like that? Why do you say it like that?
It did, dude. It like flared out.
Image. Like, when you say quad exploded, I think like the beaches of Normandy and Saving Private Ryan. That's in my mind. Broadcasting live. From the Laughing Monk Studios.
Today's not the day, but there is a video of a guy with a rocket launcher that always pops up on my timeline where his head just like flies off. The rocket launcher explodes. It's just, I don't know why.
What's in your algorithm? What are you
looking
at?
Dude, the algorithm's destroyed. Yeah. I showed a video to Carter that was just hilarious at the break.
Wow, that's a great
video. That really narrows it down.
So these guys ask questions on the beach to like people that are hammered.
Yeah,
I can't get enough of those. I want to do those videos.
We should do a 95.7 the game, Go to the beaches of San Francisco or something.
No, that's it. You got to go somewhere nice. Can't go to Ocean Beach.
Go to a beach with actual people on it.
I was in Alameda yesterday. There's a lot of people at the beach. It was beautiful. 75 degrees. Benny and Nora, we were having a great time.
It was a beautiful day yesterday.
Beautiful day.
I mean, there was zero wind at West Sunset.
I go Daniel Tiger or Mr. Rogers, the beautiful day in the neighborhood, baby. Stephen Curry and Draymond Green. This is how they acted after that loss on Sunday. Let me play the vibe. There's different levels to losing. This is how the vibe was after losing to the Houston Rockets on Sunday. Stephen Curry talking about his interaction with head coach Ime Udoka. This is from Sunday night.
He made a reservation at International Smoke, and then he canceled it. And so I was kind of upset with him. And we went back and forth on that.
You like that one? Plug.
Hilarious, right? Very funny. You lose to the Spurs. Not how we act then.
How much of a weight is it on you guys to make sure everyone else is ready for the next two games, including, of course, you three?
Definitely got to make sure people are ready to play, but we are professionals, and you know what's at stake. You got to come in ready to go.
And when you say mess around, do you think there was a lack of focus for this? Like, you know,
there's a lack of grit. Sometimes it don't take focus. Sometimes it take grit. There's a lack of that.
Is that stunning to you that it would happen in this moment, this late in the season with this much on the line?
It's upsetting. I wouldn't say stunning. Subsetter.
Dude, I'm telling you, a play in this game that's going to get completely forgotten right before halftime, it's 53-51. They have a chance after a nightmarish second quarter. It's final possession for the Warriors of the half. They have a chance to just take a Draymond layup. And at minimum, it's a tie game. And yeah, maybe the Spurs hit a bucket with like 5 seconds to go, whatever. They throw it out to Buddy Hield. Draymond has a wide open layup, and he passes it up for a Buddy Hield three, which clanks, and then Castle gets an alley-oop dunk as time's expiring to end the half, and it's a huge four-point swing, just huge, and they have all the momentum heading into the locker room. And Dre had a bad game. He made up a couple of plays. He had moments. He had a bad overall floor game.
Who are you most disappointed with last night if you're a Golden State Warrior fan? 888-957-9570. Because you can be angry, you can be disappointed, you can blame the whole team. But for you in particular, you're looking at player X or the head coach and being like, wow, that person or player came up short for you, 888-957-9570. It is a total team loss as far as I'm concerned. You can pick apart the turnovers from Jimmy, from Steph, from Draymond. The lack of shooting from Pods, from Moses Moody. Was there enough minutes for Jonathan Kuminga for you? Was there too many minutes? Was there not enough? You know, Trayce Jackson-Davis played a couple minutes. Would you like to see a different look? Buddy Hield, do you need more from him? Made a couple threes in that first half, but he was very quiet. He got hurt. I don't know what happened there. They missed Quentin Post, Gary Payton. We just talked to Anthony Slater, our 95.7 The Game Warriors insider, covers the team for The Athletic. He thinks Post is back tomorrow. And he doesn't sound too concerned with Gary Payton, which is good news because they need both of those guys back, I think, in the worst way.
Yeah.
Especially against, again, a younger team with athleticism and size. Who's my guy last time that cooked against the Warriors? I know the Warriors handled the Blazers. Was it my guy Denny Avdija? That guy, that's a player I'm looking at all of a sudden. Maybe he's going to go off tomorrow in Portland. I don't know. I just got to start scouting again. I didn't have to think I'd scout in this game, but now that's where I'm at. I have to start looking at this Blazers game like, wow, they can't sleep on the Blazers now.
If my arrogance meter was on full tilt yesterday, meaning like just like full 10, no doubt about it, today it's on like a -4.
Really?
Yeah, dude, I'm so deflated. Because like that, if you told me they lost to the Blazers tonight, I might believe you.
Whatever day they play, that'd be hard to do.
Yeah, you know. Like, what are we rooting for? Like, what exactly are we rooting for tonight? Who's playing who tonight?
Let's pick up the schedule.
Because
right
I'm
now.
Down in the dumps.
Okay, I got the schedule.
I was livid. Now I'm just depressed.
Right now, the only game that's of consequence for the Golden State Warriors is this one: Timberwolves, Grizzlies.
Who are we
in?
Even,
in Memphis,
we
you want Anthony Edwards to tap that ass tonight is what you want.
You and the butt references.
Well, he's been doing a lot of that for other reasons, but that's what he's going to be wanting to do tonight in Memphis.
Wait a minute. He's got a little Antonio Cromartie, a little Dwight Howard thing going.
That's okay. You know what? That's not any of my business. You know what, Rain Man, just rooted for him on the court.
You know what
tonight.
His nickname was, right? Sean Kemp?
What?
Spawn. I swear to God. Why?
Well, first off, hey. I thought about the comic book character.
Dude, that's so dude, I swear. Dude, Rain Man was so sick. Unless you saw him in real time, he was so sick.
Spawn.
It's such a great nickname, too.
That should have been my dad's nickname, I guess, too. I got nine brothers and sisters. 957-957-0.
Such a good nickname.
That is so good. AJ's in L.A. Who's he disappointed with the most after last night's loss?
So we've seen one Grizzly loss.
Yes.
And we have to win the next two.
But then you have to win the next two.
I don't even know if I can rely on us.
There you go. AJ.
Jesus.
Who are you disappointed in?
Well. How you guys doing this morning?
I'm hurting.
I figured. You know, I called in yesterday. I called in a couple weeks ago. We've talked about this madness with this starting lineup. In fact, we've talked about these rotations in general. You know, I'm not an analytical guy. I'm not an advanced metric guy. I played ball, you know what I mean? Like, when I played, we didn't have all that.
I got you. You're from the old school. Hey, AJ, you're from the old school. You're from the streets on the hard courts, right?
Man, come on, man. I played ball, you know? I played a little bit of ball. And if you watch this team and you watch how this thing, like, it seems like we're trying to redo how the game is being played, you know? Let's just get straight to it. Let's scrap that lineup.
Which one?
You know? The starting lineup, you know,
Pods, Moody.
We can't be rolling those. We can't do that, man. We can't go. I think the backcourt of Kerr and Pods is a big problem. And the reason why I say that is because you have two guys, probably the two worst defenders. No, probably to it. The two weakest defenders on the team.
I would agree. Yes.
Steph and Pods. And during the glory golden days with the Warriors, you didn't have two bad defenders on the floor when this so-called death lineup was rolling out.
Klay Thompson was one of the best perimeter defenders on the planet. He was so good.
Strong defenders with 7-foot wingspans, right?
Agreed.
Now you have two weak defenders, so you can't hide Pods. You can't hide Steph. You know, you have two guys who you can attack at all times. I said this before. If you want to win, if they want to win, Steve got to figure out a way to – I know it's late. It's probably too late to build this trust with Kuminga, but you got to get him in that lineup. You have to.
I hear you. Thanks, we're up AJ. Against the break.
Yeah,
AJ, I hear you. Look, when Pods is scoring, you can offset his defense and his limitations because he's hitting buckets and he's facilitating and he's creating a lot of plays. I'm telling you, just watch the game yesterday. And look, he's been great for like a month and a half. Yesterday, defensively, really, he got exploited on multiple occasions. And when he wasn't hitting shots, it was more evident he wasn't bringing a lot to the table yesterday, and I thought he was forcing things.
I thought it was a good point that Anthony Slater made, who just joined us about 30 minutes ago, and if you missed any of that interview, Anthony Slater covers the team for the Warrior, covers the team for the Athletic. Find it on YouTube, find it on the free Odyssey app. But he was saying, like, he was kind of surprised about the minute allocation in that loss against the Rockets for Kuminga, considering his history against them, and considering how tired and gassed everyone else looked in that game. Why he didn't get more minutes, why he didn't get more playing time. And he doesn't buy the narrative like that of people have been calling in and say, hey, when Jimmy's out there with Kuminga and Draymond, it's a losing. Like Slater, who, by the way, you can think whatever you want about Shasky and I's opinion. Anthony Slater knows this team inside and out and has watched them every single day, is in the locker room, grinding everything. He knows this team like the back of his hand. He's saying he wants to see more of Jimmy Butler and Jonathan Kuminga on the court together, and that needs to be a winning combination for this team to go deep. And I'm looking at that game last week. Again, the short-term memory we like to have. Do we forget how integral he was in that game against the Lakers? How monstrous he was on the defensive end, going up, confronting the Lucas, making it difficult for him, picking him up full court, going up against the likes of LeBron James. Like, you're going to need Jonathan Kuminga and Jimmy Butler, both offensively and defensively. And Brandon Podziemski, I love the guy. And he was closing in that Lakers game. He was closing. It was him and Kuminga. So again, this whole thing that has to be one or the other. No, we've seen It could be both of them. That is a possibility. We're up against it. We got to go. We'll pick this conversation up on the other side, wrap things up. We got a Fast Five. We got 60 Seconds of Celebrini, and it's going to be brought to you by Crystal Geyser Alpine Spring Water.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Why do we have to do this as a fan base sometimes?
What?
Pit players against each other.
I don't get it.
It's very odd when the whole point is trying to be a team, but you get these individual cliques within their own fan bases.
It's insane.
You have to be Team Clay. No, you have to be Team KD, or Team Draymond.
Jordan Poole.
Jordan Poole. I have to be Team this. You can't be Team that. Is this Twilight? Like, what, a Team Edward and Team freaking Jacob?
Well, I don't even know. I don't even get that reference.
You don't even want to.
Okay,
trust me.
Okay.
That was for a very niche audience. And if you're a boyfriend or a husband at the time, back when Twilight was a thing, you'll get the reference.
When did it come out? What
exactly.
Is this?
It was a book. It was a Vampires.
Vampires.
Late 2000.
Was Rick Pitino in it?
Yeah, you should have been. Guest star, maybe. But that, like, this whole team notion, it should be an actual team, but we get these factions. Like, it's the Blood versus the Crips. I love Pajemski. You can't love Kuminga, too. You can't do that. Guys, both of them closed and were winning players against the Lakers last Thursday. We all witnessed it just a week ago. Did we not, Joe?
Yeah, but I don't. Your point is really well taken. Like, we do this. Like, for example, I'm like, yeah, man, Pods had a really bad game. He had, like, a really bad game. And it's okay to say. I praised him for how many weeks in a row?
We all did. He was the best three-point shooter in the NBA.
But that doesn't mean that he sucks, or that doesn't mean that I hate him,
Did you hate Stephen Curry when he scored 3 points on Sunday?
No.
No, you just said it was a bad game for him, and it stunk.
Yeah, but any time I suggest that Curry didn't do X, Y, and Z, people are like, what are you talking about? It's like, dude, our job is to assess what happened.
Right.
That's what we're doing. We're talking about what just happened. I'm a huge Warrior fan, all right? I understand Dre brings a lot to the table, but when Dre is turning the ball over like he did down the stretch, okay, and I'm going to call it out. Like, that's what I'm doing. I'm assessing what happened last night. We can either have, you know, adult table conversations about sports, or you can go use the sippy cup of the team website and get it that way. It's your call.
888-957-9570. Speaking of your calls, it is your calls. We're going to go to them in just a second. Same number to call or text. 888-957-9570. Spurs 114, Warriors 111 on a Harrison Barnes three-point shot in Jimmy Butler's face to win it. Had to feel good for him.
The only way that game could have gotten more internet-y in the world, like I'm talking about a guy who's been scrutinized on the internet, is if Harrison Barnes hit that shot over Pajemski and Kuminga. The only way that shot could have been more controversial.
Team, right?
With Steph Curry not on the floor and Steve Kerr hands in the pocket, all in the same shot.
Hands in the pocket, going full Darvin Scam, if you will, not Darvin Ham. Doc is in the Bronx. Speaking of the Bronx, we're talking about the Yankees Giants tomorrow. Doc, what's up, man? What are your thoughts on the Warriors' loss last night? That last second loss. God, that was rough.
Man, that joint was crazy, man. I mean, of all people to hit the last shot, Harrison Barnes. Him, of all people, I mean, he was on the war. He played for the Warriors, and when he was in the finals, he couldn't even knock a shot down. You know what I'm saying? Maybe if he was knocking them shots down when he played in the, for the Warriors in the finals, maybe he would have kept them, and we would have got Kevin Durant. But of all guys, he hits the shot. I thought that was just crazy. You know what I'm saying? It was heartbreaking. I also want to say, like, Jonathan Kuminga, man, I don't know if you've been – I'm sure you've been watching the games, but I don't know. I think the chemistry has been off since he's been there. You know what I'm saying? I think that, you know, he's rushing shots. You know, he seemed a little flustered. His jump shot is almost, like, non-existent. He doesn't hit no threes. He doesn't provide any
spacing. Well, he hit a three yesterday.
You know what I'm saying? He hit one, but what is it, one for four, one for five, one for six? I don't know, you know?
One for four.
So, I mean, the guy, I'm not saying he's not talented. He's a talented player, but I don't know. He just, to me, he doesn't have high basketball IQ, and he doesn't really fit with the Warriors.
Can I ask you a question?
With their system.
Can I ask you a question? How many minutes do you think he played in the fourth quarter?
How many minutes did he play in fourth quarter? Yeah. What did he play, 7 minutes?
No, he played two minutes. He played 2 minutes in the fourth quarter. Jonathan Kuminga, two minutes. They had a 12-point lead.
Okay, He was off the floor.
Like, I get your overall point. They did not lose this game because of Jonathan Kuminga, okay?
I'm not going to say that. They lost the game because of him. I mean, we didn't have Gary Payton. GP2 didn't play. I think that he was needed. And I think Post, quiet as kept, I think Post, he didn't play either yesterday, right?
Nope.
He didn't play.
No, they missed his shooting.
Right?
Yeah.
Right. So, you know, I think that was one of the keys, too. We didn't have Post. You know, he provides spacing. You know, he can hit the knockdown shot, you know. And he's a very serviceable big man. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Those are the doctors.
They had a 12-point lead in the fourth quarter to start the quarter, okay? Just essentially. They had a 12-point lead at one point. JK played a grand total of 2 minutes. He was a -4. All right. It's not great. Buddy Hield was a -6. He played 5 minutes. Allow me to give you who played the bulk of the quarter. Moses Moody, 9 minutes. He was a -17. Jimmy Butler played the entire quarter. He was a -15.
Yeesh.
Now, I thought Jimmy played well. Like, so it doesn't tell the whole story. Draymond Green, -13. He played 9.5 minutes. Brandon Pajemski played 10.5 minutes. He was a -11. Mm. And the Golden God, Steph Curry, played 9 minutes, and he was a -7.
Golden God.
Nobody played well down the stretch. Guys, it's okay. We don't have to just attack one individual. None of the Warriors, if you're a Warrior fan, played great in the fourth quarter. And the finger can be pointed at execution, various lineups, guys missing shots, whether that's Pods and Moody, Steph Curry. Jimmy Butler was good in getting to the free throw line, but obviously, he had a turnover where he got stripped in the lane. But, like, singling out individuals, to me, is just, are we going to talk about the game?
See,
or are we going to talk about who you like?
You know who I was watching yesterday, which would have been a perfect formula for Jonathan Kuminga, albeit he was a starter, was Stephon Castle. He wasn't hitting his shot at all. His jumper wasn't anything. You know what he was doing? Like JK, getting to the rim.
And he made a great pass in the closing minutes with Steph Curry on him and Draymond falling asleep.
You know how many minutes he played? He was a star. He played 35 minutes yesterday.
Yeah, and he's a young stud.
21 points, 8 of 15, and I'm sure most of those misses were, again, jump shots. He was 1 of 5 from beyond the arc. He was 4 of 7 getting to the free throw line, but he was in attack mode constantly. I'm not comparing the players per se, but I am going to do the comparison to say, The skill set and the size of Stephon Castle is comparable to Jonathan Kuminga. And the major difference to me between
both
of those players
is he's a better ball handler.
Sure, no.
He sees the floor better.
Again.
They're very different.
Well, they're different in that regard. But I'm saying what was working for him yesterday, he just kept going to it.
No doubt.
And driving to the rack. And I would have liked to see Kuminga, if he had the minute allocation, doing that. Because it was a struggle to watch without Stephen Curry on the floor offensively yesterday. It was just a struggle.
Yeah, but also Steph, like down the stretch, Steph made his own mistakes.
He did.
He's a great player. It's okay. Why are we afraid to just say that, for example, Joe Montana had a bad game against the Minnesota Vikings in the 1987 playoff game, what did Bill Walsh do? Shockingly yanked the greatest player to that point.
Yep.
In franchise history, Joe Montana, with two Super Bowls under his belt, got yanked from a playoff game. He had a bad game.
Yeah.
It happens. Steph Curry was having a good game. But down the stretch, I'm looking at it, a missed three. Butler gets stripped. Curry makes a sick layup. But on the very next possession, they've got a chance to increase the lead.
Yep.
Curry and Dre combine for a turnover near the corner. They get lucky. Butler gets fouled. They get a couple free throws. Kelly Johnson finally misses. Draymond, big turnover. Is JK's name involved in any of this?
IQ-wise, that might have been JK's best game of the year, I thought.
Frankly. He was really good.
He just let the game come to him.
But yeah,
he moved without the ball. Yeah. He was making passes. He had two great passes to Gee and Kevon Looney in small areas. And both guys, one went right off Kevon Looney's hands, which he needs to make that play.
And that was an easy layup. Had he caught it.
I showed it to you guys four times. Yeah. The other one, Gee Santos missed both free throws.
Both.
After
three baseline cuts, too. Just easy dunks.
How about the dunk that Jimmy Butler threw to him over three guys? Three guys. Why is everything when this team comes up short JK's fault?
Because they have to have a scapegoat.
It's not fair. Pons had a bad game. Curry had a bad stretch down the line. Draymond had some horrible turnovers. Like, guys, can we talk about the game that just happened and not the players you like and don't like and the ones you want to cape up for and the ones you want to criticize?
Get this. I got a couple calls here. There's one description says Kuminga's not fitting in. The other one says Warriors lost because they did not play JK enough. So there you go.
You know why they lost? No, Joe. Maybe Kuminga could have or should have played more in the fourth quarter. They lost because 4 different crazy turnovers in a one-possession game with 3 minutes to go, and you didn't stop a nosebleed. You gave up threes. You gave up layups.
I'm going to say
you turned the ball over on an inbound sideline play.
They lost because they slept on the San Antonio Spurs.
Let's
just call it what it is. Just smash the Suns.
Well, I'm giving the Spurs credit, too.
They slept on the Spurs, and the Spurs made them pay.
No.
The Spurs weren't sleeping on anyone.
I won't
Harrison
even
Barnes
argue.
Harrison Barnes wasn't asleep. Wasn't asleep. The Warriors were asleep late in that game. They fell asleep multiple times. Draymond Green with Devin Vassell cutting to the lane, and you're not paying attention? Right under the basket? That's where you're supposed to be living, and you just didn't know he was right behind you? Like, you can't do that. Or was it Keldon Johnson? Excuse me, not Devin Vassell in that situation. It was Keldon Johnson right under the hoop to tie the game. I that cannot happen in that situation. It just can't. Shaka is in Berkeley, wants to join the conversation.
I'm blown away.
Of the OGs. I trust your basketball opinion. What are your thoughts on that loss last night, man? What's up, Shaka?
Hey, man. Last time I checked, it's the coach's job to have his players ready.
Mm.
If you don't want four championships, you know it's April, playoffs are around. We have so much to lose. The second quarter, I don't have the paper in front of me. How many points did they score in the second quarter?
Second quarter, they scored 19 points. 19 points
and
in the second quarter.
And it started with a Pods, Jimmy, Draymond combination lineup that didn't include JK.
Right. And my thing about JK is he's athletic. He's 6'9". He's 6'8", 6'9". He can do things other human beings can't do. Why is he not on the court? If my owner is trying to see if this guy is going to be my next star, my next statue in front of the stadium, I want at least let one of my coaches to push a man so I can see if this man can do it. Because Moody had a three open three.
He missed it.
Well, he got passed to him. He didn't take he passed it on. I would have loved to have JK right there and just drive to the hoop and get a dunk. I mean, I don't know why he's not I mean, I know I have a young kid. I have a son about 22, 23, that age. So I know maybe it's something like that. But I can't see why he keeps coming off the court because everybody else is making the same mistakes. I mean, Jaymon just threw the game away. Nobody's okay. It happens. We love Dre. So what? Why this guy can't get an equal opportunity to make it? And I'm flabbergasted. I cannot understand why this athletic kid who's only 22 didn't play no college ball. That's why Podziemski played 4 years at Santa Clara. So he looks more polished than him. But athletically, we need this guy to go forward. And I don't understand why this kid is not in this coach's head. He played with Michael Jordan. He played with San Antonio. It's Phil Jackson, some of the greatest players, Scottie Pippen, some of the greatest Duncan, Sean Elliott. He's played with some of the greatest players ever, man.
Yeah, thanks, Shaka. I appreciate your calling and passion. No, I hear you, but, like, again, this is the second caller we've had to bring up, like, the past. Like, oh, Podziemski looks more well. It's not one or the other. It can be both
of them. But I do understand. Let me just say it. I do understand because I get kind of frustrated. Like, there was a play last night with Pods where there was an inbound play, and his back is to the inbounder.
Yeah,
and the ball got thrown off his back for a layup. Like, had that been another player on this team?
It was the Globetrotter. That was Jane
Oakley.
Joe, if that was Wiseman, would that not have been a huge talking point today?
Oh, we would have been making fun of him.
If that was JK, would people not be like, I mean, look how this guy doesn't even know what he's doing. And look, here's what
we're talking about now. I mean, we had callers calling about the Pods thing, so it's both.
I here's where I come down on it. It's a young player making a mistake. I love the Warriors. Like, he's got to learn from that. You know what I mean? Like, whether it was JK, whether it was Pods, Guy Santos, Quentin Post, like, I'm a little more lenient on all the young players. I root for the young players. We don't have to have rooting against certain people. Like, and look, we're all going to have our favorites, you know? Like, dude, I was a Raheem Mostert guy. I really liked him. You know what I mean? Don't ask me why. I don't know why. I didn't love Austin Slater. All right? There are certain guys that we do like a little more than others, and that's fair. But what I'm saying is it doesn't need to be every morning the Warriors fall short. I mean, JK just doesn't fit. It's on JK. It's like, guys, Steph Curry made turnovers last night. Draymond Green made turnovers last night. Jimmy Butler had a big strip that he got stripped, even though he had some contributions. There's a pie chart of culpability.
Thank you.
And everyone gets a slice.
There's my pie chart.
Okay?
Blackberry?
The slice for Kuminga is thin today.
Okay.
And I feel like the calls we're getting, you would act like it's 75% of the pie. And I just think we're really disproportionate in our blame.
You had a double-digit lead in the fourth quarter, in which you already referenced Jonathan Kuminga played 2 minutes of it. You had a double-digit point lead.
He played 2 minutes in the fourth.
Against the Spurs team without their two best players, while all your studs were healthy.
Guy Santos was terrible yesterday.
Yes.
And I like Guy.
He went full Guy Sanchez. Let's keep it a buck.
I'm probably one of the bigger Guy fans, but like I also recognize he's probably a ninth man. You know?
He was Guy Sanchez.
I thought TJD had some solid minutes. I also understand why the coach doesn't go back to him late in games. We all love Kevon Looney. Yeah, Kevon missed a couple plays yesterday. One putback that he whiffed, and on another one, I thought JK made a great pass to him and went right through his hands.
It's tough to watch Kevon at times, just given the young athletic
teams.
Especially
on a back-to-back.
Especially on a back-to-back. Again, that team, and I brought it up to Anthony Slater.
Teams lose.
They also looked old towards the end there. They just looked old. Like, and again,
Draymond's legs looked real tired.
That's the last back-to-back of the season, but again, you don't want to have to play in the play-in. If you have an old team, you get not as much rest. Again, we had someone call and say, rest now to just prepare for the play-in. Guarantee 5 days off. No, I'd rather guarantee basically a week off if you win the next two games. Then that's why it's frustrating, because you don't control your own
destiny.
How many games
this year, Joe? And I'm
two
I'm
games
just,
here? No,
no,
no
my head's going to explode.
Next two, and the Grizzlies have to lose one of their next three for you to get into a play.
You've been a part of the Morning Roast for how many years?
A couple years now.
Okay.
Three.
For 3 years, have you not, like, when they lose a game and Steph and Dre commit multiple turnovers late in the game that they kick away, how many calls do we get on those two? Who are Hall of Famers, great players. They're 95% of the reason you're in a position to even be in a clutch
game. When Steph and Clay do it, we don't get a lot of calls. Towards the end of the Clay stuff, but not when they're at their prime. No. Because you can't blame those guys.
Steph and Dre.
Dre. Like, sorry, I thought you said Clay. My
no,
bad.
Dre. But they're great players.
Well, Draymond, depends.
I thought Dre had a bad game.
I'll say it depends on Draymond. Because if it does technicals, and if he does some of the extracurriculars, we will get a lot of calls
again,
with that.
I'm looking at, I went back and watched the whole game with a fine-tooth comb. Fourth quarter, all right? They're up 97-91. All right? And it was frenetic. And they couldn't get stops on the Spurs, who were significantly more athletic than them. They gave up threes. They missed open threes. And you had key turnovers from Draymond Green multiple times. You had a Steph Curry turnover. And you had a Jimmy Butler turnover. All right? That happens. They got out-executed, outplayed, and out-athleted by a team, the Spurs, that we all slept on, myself included.
The chef was cooking, but he was cooking turnovers. And I could go for one of those right now.
But again, I don't want to field Jonathan Kuminga texting calls when he didn't even factor into the fourth quarter. It's just not fair to the guy.
Here's the guy.
Come on.
Here's the guy you're referencing, Stephen Curry, talking about those late game turnovers.
Two of them were just bad spacing. Mine was just a bad pass. Like, we were trying to set up a play to get Jimmy the ball and then have some action around. And, you know, HB was kind of all over him. I tried to tuck it in there low so he could get it, but he got a deflection. You know, that stuff happens. Tough timing, obviously. But it honestly shouldn't come down to those three possessions, even though we still had a chance to win, because we played well enough for stretches, majority of the game, to create separation, give ourselves, or, you know, maintain the momentum. But again, when you give your, you know, come down to us, possession here, possession there, down the stretch, anything can happen in this league.
But here's something I would say. Like, he's right. It shouldn't come down to that. But after a brilliant first quarter, in which the guy everyone wants to use as the lightning rod, Jonathan Kuminga, was excellent. His first, go back and watch it, people. His first quarter was excellent. He came off the floor.
Yeah.
And the lead just evaporated.
Dissipated.
Okay? It was Jimmy, Dre, Pods, and the other combination of players. And I have all of the mistakes, the nightmare, Pods, turnover, forced shot, foul hunting, Moody, missed shots, missed the layup, missed another shot, Gee, two mysteries, not guarding a soul, multiple shot clock issues, Keldon Johnson destroying them. They're laying off Draymond. They're laying off Kuminga, who checked back in. They're not stopping the ball. Now here comes TJD. Multiple offensive rebounds. Gets them second shots. Buddy misses multiple shots. Moody misses more shots. Boy, they miss QP. Like, these are my notes from the second quarter when it all went to hell. All right? I referenced Kuminga one time.
Once.
All right? So I know today we're taking a lot of JK calls. I find it absurd. The team played bad.
Let me get to another JK call here. Will is in Berkeley, wants to join the conversation. What's up, Will? You're on the Morning Roast. Good morning.
What up, fellas? I'm not trying to pile on about the JK stuff, but I was actually at the game with my kid. My kid plays AAU, and we got invited to the game, and so thank you for that.
Nice.
But I with my own eyeballs, I'm watching Jonathan Kuminga is afraid to go into the lane, and when he does, he gets stripped, and then he puts his head down, he's walking back to the bench. If I was Kerr, I would not play him either. So that's the whole point, is that I would take Vassell and Castle before Kuminga. He started, what, 21-22, season 21-22. We're still talking about his growth. This dude... Pajinski has grown farther than Kuminga.
Was Pajinski good yesterday?
So let's be real.
Was Pajinski? I'm asking a simple question. Was Pajinski good yesterday?
Pajinski has been good this whole month.
No, I'm asking about yesterday. I'm asking about yesterday. He got cooked by Chris Paul in that second quarter. He was terrible. He missed a midi, rolled on the floor, complaining for a foul, didn't get back. Harrison Barnes bangs a three. Like, there are multiple possessions that I can point. If we just sit down, you have a son who plays AAU basketball. When you're looking over your shoulder and you know that minutes are at a premium, and if you make a mistake, you're getting yanked, it does affect your confidence in your style of play. Like, come on, we've got to be fair on these things. Was Pods good yesterday? He wasn't.
But with a sample, with small sample size, if I look at the entire, you know, last month or so, I'm looking at Kuminga. I can't remember one thing Kuminga has done.
Well, he's been hurt.
If I look at Podesta,
he played great against the Lakers. Does
huge
that get
game
count?
Against the Lakers.
Okay, that's fair. But, I mean, honestly, if you look at, I mean, dude, he's soft, man. He's been playing for 4 years in this league. He's soft. And we can't keep holding on to soft players.
Okay. I don't agree
with
that
at
all.
You see, it's not, it, like, what are we doing?
It's become,
he played 18 minutes.
It gets personal.
Moody played 30.
It gets
Moody
personal.
Was bad. You know who factored into not winning more, way more? It was not JK's minutes. Moody missed shots. I love Moody. Moody missed shots yesterday. He's shooting under 30% for his last 13
games. If anything,
games.
That game highlights from to three. Me yesterday why you need Jonathan Kuminga so much in these next coming weeks in the playoffs or play-ins, because those guys are going to have bad games, Moody and Pods, and they're going to continue to start. And you know what? Their minutes are going to go down, and JK's minutes are going to go up because of it. And you're going to need Jonathan
Kuminga.
Why
was he afraid? Why was? And I'm curious. I asked him, was Pods good yesterday?
He just didn't want to admit it.
He didn't want to admit it. Why? But why do we do this?
I don't know. It's weird.
Why?
It's
like, what are we doing? Like,
I want to be
guys,
right.
Who likes Gee? Do I like Gee? I probably like Gee more than most. I'm like, dude, I love
Post
Gee.
And Gee.
But,
yeah,
but is Gee good for a couple stinker where he just can't guard a soul? Like, he's a very specific player. He'll get you a couple free possessions. But I also acknowledge, like, he's a ninth man. Yesterday, he played really bad. Carter, what did you think of Gee's play yesterday?
It was awful.
I mean, it was horrible. He was
dynamite
drop
in. But why are we so quick to say, JK, he just can't play?
Because that's
it.
What fans
and I
do.
Asked, and I just asked Clint calmly, did Potts have a good game? No, he didn't. But you know what? He was good for like five of the last six games.
You know why?
He's been awesome for like a month.
I'll tell you why. Is because there's no other player that's been a number seven pick that sits behind Hall of Fame players. That just doesn't happen. You don't get the number seven pick when you have Hall of Fame players
it's
with
true.
Championships
that's
in front
that's
of
a
you.
Really good point. It's a really good point. I mean, is that his fault?
That's Leroy. Just the situation.
Leroy.
I'm just asking, was he played 2 minutes in the fourth, okay? And I listed all the guys who played, and we're not talking about Curry's turnovers. We're not talking about Draymond's horrific turnovers. The one before halftime was a huge moment. Take the layup, Draymond. Take the layup. Just take the layup. But no, we have to point and just rip JK. Draymond is a legend. He has had a statue. It is cemented. He got bodied by Keldon Johnson.
He did.
A guy most people couldn't point out of a lineup.
No, I couldn't. And it was a big play, and he lost focus. I don't know what happened. The grit he talked about, there was no grit within them. That can't happen on the back end of back. At home, especially, too. Like, what the hell? Blaming the fans for not getting excited or loud enough? Yeah, they didn't give him a reason to, because he got outscored 38-23 in the fourth quarter, and that was the difference in the game. Not Jonathan Kuminga. It was a collection of awfulness and awful plays
towards the
end there.
Joe, Warrior fans, I'm begging you. I'm begging you. I love you guys. I do. I love. You did this to Kelly Oubre? You did
well,
this.
Kelly kind of brought it on himself.
No doubt.
The comments,
and I'm not trying to cape up for him. I'm just saying, we don't always have to have a specific person who's bringing down the ship. We did it to this guy. We did it to Clay. We did it to Jordan Poole. We've done it to all these guys.
Brandon
Curry
Ayuk.
Didn't execute down the stretch. Jimmy Butler had a turnover. Draymond didn't execute down the stretch. That's why they lost that game. Pods wasn't great. Gee wasn't great. Kuminga had moments. I thought he was good. And then, you know, whatever. And then, like, Kevon Looney wasn't great. It's okay.
There will always be a scapegoat.
Why? It,
because that's what we do as fans. Because you know what? It has to be a problem with us, and you can't give the other team credit. That's unfortunately lost in today's society, tipping the cap. We don't do that anymore, Joe. We just don't.
Castle played so good.
We refuse to say.
Marcel is so good.
We refuse to say, you know what? Good job. You guys did it. We can't do that anymore.
What was Harrison? 6 of 9 or 5 of 8 from three? Harrison Barnes has been shooting. And again, I watched the pre and post game show with Bonte. He's like, dude, Barnes is shooting the lights out. He's one of the best shooters last month, blah, blah, blah. Boys sure look like it. I mean,
their
Barnes looked incredible.
Their bench showed up. Again, you just go double digits. Mama Kulishvili. You go to Champagne. I always want to say champagne whenever I see it, but it's Champagne. Champagne. 14 points. Keldon Johnson, 21. Blake Wesley had a couple buckets. Who exactly? Leroy, Oakland.
What's up, Leroy?
What's going on with this Jonathan Kuminga talk, Leroy? It's gotten ridiculous.
Ooh wee, you guys are on fire, man. You know, real quick, I don't like all the hate that the fan base is throwing toward Jonathan Kuminga. I mean, and when you guys ask them why, I love that. When you ask them why, they come up with these reasons that just don't make sense. So
maybe my reason will make sense. And Chasky, for months you've been pulling your hair out about this. And just for me, I'll give you 10 reasons why. Franz Wagner, Davion Mitchell, Zaire Williams, Moses Moody, Alperen Sengun, Trey Murphy, Trey Mann, Jalen Johnson, Keon Johnson, and Quentin Grimes. I say all those names because those are the players that came after Jonathan Kuminga in the draft. And for me, they're either playing just as well as Jonathan Kuminga or better.
That's a fair point. Oh, Leroy, call back tomorrow.
That was a walk-off. But because
that's fair. I'll listen to that.
And you know what else is fair? And we got to shoehorn it in here. It's time, because I want some positivity after that disgusting game that I saw yesterday. I want some positivity in life. You know where I go for positivity? 60 Seconds Celebrity.
It's time for 60 Seconds of Celebrini.
Celebrini exchanges. Shoot, star!
Where we recap all the great things Sharks phenom Macklin Celebrini did last night.
Wouldn't you know it, the number one overall draft pick, Macklin Celebrini.
Your 60 Seconds of Celebrini starts now.
Yeah, let's finish on a high note here, because, guys, it had been 9 games since Macklin found the back of the net, and he had enough of that goal drought, finally lighting a lamp 7.5 minutes into the second period last night. Here's how that first goal sounded.
Celebrini in the slot. Back for Jack Thompson. Gets it through. They score! Macklin Celebrini ties the game!
And that was Randy Hahn on the call there for NBC Sports California. One goal was so nice, he had to do it twice, and he scored again 5 minutes later to give the Sharks a 4-3 lead.
To this side for Celebrini. Smith. Macklin scores! Macklin Celebrini! He has 2, and the Sharks have the lead again.
But wait, there's more, because our boy notched his first career hat trick 10 minutes into the final period.
Will Smith has a look, gets to the puck, across, and Macklin Celebrini has his first NHL hat trick.
First of many to come, I am sure, and what an exclamation point for Celebrini's Calder Trophy case there as we wind down the final days of the NHL season. And that is your 60 Seconds of Celebrini right before Fast 5.
It's time for the Xfinity Fast 5. Your last chance to get in on the morning roast. Brought to you by Xfinity. Supercharge your home with supersonic Wi-Fi. Unbeatable internet. Only from Xfinity.
You know what you call him there? It's not the Mad Hatter. The Mac Hatter after he gets a hat trick. You like that?
That's slick.
You like that? That's, come on.
That's a 4.
Let's go. Although I said all that positivity, and then I look at the final score, and they lost in overtime. 8-7.
Hey.
We're not going to talk about
draft
that.
Draft picks, baby.
Draft picks. By the way, it does suck that I'm looking at DraftKings right now for the Calder Trophy, which is the Rookie of the Year trophy in the NHL. Macklin at plus 600? He's not the favorite anymore?
Yeah, Lane Hudson. Macklin.
Who's
kinda...
Lane Hudson? I've never heard of that guy.
Yeah.
That's not a real person. Who? Macklin Celebrini, the Paisan. Come on. He's not going to win it? That's disappointing. Now all the good times are gone. But that trick was nice. Final thoughts. Fast Five. We got the Masters going on right now. Scottie Scheffler near the top of the leaderboard, of course. I said back-to-back for Scottie Scheffler. I think he might do it again. Back-to-back-to-back. Do it.
Someone needs to check on Bonte, because about an hour... 23 hours from now, he'll be in here.
He will be.
And
you're right.
Let's not remember, we said it, us right here. This is the greatest sports weekend of the year. Not only do we have the Masters going on right now, you've got the Warriors with 2 crucial games. It starts today. Thursday is the weekend. Okay? Bonte, come on. Admit it, doggy. This NBA playoff, as in all these games leading into the play-ins, it is the best weekend of them all. Plus, Giants-Yankees?
Arson Judge.
I rest my case.
Arson City Connect, Bonte.
Yeah, City Connect. He looks good. He's all in the City Connects, too. I'm not mad at that. Let's go. I'm all
Pier
in.
Pier 39 thinks those hats look a little knockoff.
They look really cool at Outside Lands.
Your boy Yaz. Huh?
Yaz. Huh? Put respect on his name, some people say.
That's right. Put some respect on it, Carter. What you got?
How about Wilmer Flores?
Jesus.
He's been good. Honestly, I'm going to rip some people today. I'm ripping ESPN and the Augusta board.
Why?
This is absurd. We deal with this every year when it comes to the Masters. The coverage is so awful. We have Scottie Scheffler, Colin Morikawa, Phil Mickelson, All three, Justin Thomas, some of the great golfers in the world are going right now, and the coverage doesn't start till noon after they finish.
Why do they do that?
That's insane.
It's part of the TV package.
The heavy
but
favorite.
But you can go on ESPN Plus if you're a Plus subscriber like me and Nick Friedell, and you can watch Amen Corner, or you could follow the featured group.
But it's still not its own broadcast. You can only follow certain holes in Amen Corner. It is total BS, man.
I'm going to hit up Dave Fleming right now
behalf. Please. He's probably there right now having a pimento cheese
sandwich.
Clean
it up, Masters.
There you go. Clean it up, Sam. What do we got?
My final thought is Jung-Hoo Lee, he is that guy. He is the superstar that the Giants have been waiting for.
Hooligans.
And if you love the Hooligans, and if you're subscribed to Garlic Fries and Baseball Guys, Shasky and I were releasing an episode later today. I'm going to talk about why Jung-Hoo Lee is that guy. So subscribe now so you don't miss out.
That's a tease. Can't wait for that. Again, my final thought, the revenge game yesterday was not Luka Doncic. It was not Anthony Davis. It was not Chris Paul. It belonged to one Harrison Black Falcon Barnes. And he delivered. Good for Harrison Barnes. Harry B. up in the limousine. There you go. Heavy D. Up in the, no, Harry B. It's all right. We'll workshop it like the Mac Hatter. Oh, that was Fast Five brought to you by Xfinity. We're on the go. You'll get the fastest internet to all your devices. Stadia Goon next. Brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. I hear they got good Giants talk coming up right around the corner. Talking Yaz, talking Wilmer Flores. You guys don't want to go anywhere.